Because he may ruffle his and my ruffle shooting of Shinar, Ayach Melech El Osar, Kidar Loim Melech Elam, Visidal Melech Goyim. We have over here how many kings? We have over here four kings. Amraphel, the king of Shinar, Ayach, the king of El Osar, Kidar Loim, the king of Elam, and Sidal, the king of Goyim. Four kings. What happened? Osu Milchama, they went to war. Who did they go to war against? Esbera Melech Sidon, yes, Birsha Melech Amaro. Yeshinov Melech Adma, Veshanev Melech Tsevoyim, Umelech Bela, he Tsoyar. So, how many kings are there in this Pasuk base? Bera is one, Birsha is two, Amor is three, Shinov is four, and Shem Ever, five. So, this is the famous four against five. There are four kings going to war against five kings. And when you talk about the first of the five kings, it says Melech Bela, Melech Bera, I'm sorry, Melech Bela, and the king of Bela, who is Bela? Melech Bela Hit Soyar. Wait, so how does he get into the picture of here? Who is Bela? I never paid attention to this pasuk until I met a blazer, and he forced me to look at the pasuk. This they met Bera, so Birsha, Shinov. Shemever Melech Tzvayim, Melech Bela. I can't even count. Let me count again. Pasuk Beis. They made Melcham as Bera. That's one. Number two is Birsha. Number three is Shinov. Number four is Shemever. And number five is Bela. Now, who is Bela? Bela, Melech Bela, he Tzoyar. So what does that mean, he Tzoyar? I guess that he was the king of this city called Tzoyar. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, who are these kings? Okay, Rashi, Pasuk Aleph and Beis. We have four kings who waged war against the five kings. So the four kings are, they took sides. And the first king was Bimei Amraphel. Amraphel is Nimroid. Sha'amar li Avram. Why is he called here Amraphel? Miloshin Omar, he said pull. Omar Poli said to Avraham, Avraham, pull, I want you to fall into the Kiv Shano Ish. Who Nimrod? Shamali Avraham, pull, fall, Lusach Kiv Shano Ish. Okay, that was the first one. He was of Shinar. Shinar is Bavel. Shinar is Bavel. Why Rashi last week's fire? Sham Min Aru called Mes Elam. There, in that place, all of the dead. They settled there in the marble, at the time of the marble, so they all floated, and when they floated, it takes you down to the lowest part of the world. They all floated there, so all the dead people were there. Shamali Avram pulled to Chishnai. She's called over here Amrav Omar pull, and then we have the second king. Pasuk Aleph was Melech Amravel Melech Shinar Aryoch Melech Alosar. He's number two. Kedar Loim Melech Elam. And then it says, V'sidol Melech Goyim. Okay, Rashi Melech Goyim, Makom Yesh Shmo Goyim. V'al Shem Shem Niskabsu Shama Mikama Umois Umikoymois V'imlichu Ish Aleihem Ushmois Sidol. Melech Goyim sounds like America. It sounds like America, a place where everyone gets together. It's a country of immigrants. A country of immigrants with people from all over the world. Makom Yesh Shmo Goyim. Al Shem, Sheniskab Sushama, Mikam Umois, Umikoimois. From this location comes there many Umois, many nations, and Mikoimois, Vimlichu Ish Alehem, and they kinged a person upon them, and his name was Sidol. Okay, so we have four kings. The only two kings of these four which Rashi really elaborates upon is the first and the last, number one and number four. Number one was Amraphel is Nimrod. Nimrod was a big guy. Hu hayah gibor tzayid lefnei Hashem. And the other one is this last guy here, who is Sidol, and he was the king of Goyim of all these nations which came together. They went to war against five kings. Who are the five kings? Bera. Why was Bera called Bera? Ra la shamayim v'ra la berios. It was evil to heaven, evil to man. Birsha. He was elevated in his wickedness. Shinov, soine aviv sheba shamayim. Shemever, some aver, he made wings, lo'uf to fly, the lickpoints and to jump, the limroid and to rebel against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bela, and then the last one's Bela, it's a city. Bela was number five. Melech Bela. Bela, we don't have a name. The fifth king, we do not have a name. All we have over here is Bela, Shem, it's the name of a city. All right, so we have over here, very interesting, five kings, a total of nine. Tisha Niyodea. Tisha Aniyodea. Okay, we have a new Tisha Aniyodea. We have nine kings. Five plus four. What is the common denominator of the five kings? They're all Risharim. That's what it seems to be. Okay, Amraphel. Amraphel was a Nimrod. He killed out, wanted to kill Avram. Okay, we don't really know about Aryeich, Kidoloimer, Siddal. Well, we don't really know how wicked they were. But we know that the five kings were very wicked. It was Bera, Birsha, Shinov, Shem-Ever, and Bela. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum was Alves. The Havar was Biyomi Amrofel, Malko the Bavel, the Bavel, Aryeich Malko de Elosor. So Rashi right away says, Shinor. Rashi right away says, Shinor. What is Shinor? Shinor is Bavel. Rashi right away tells us, make no mistake, that Shinor is Bavel. Aryeich Malko de Elosor, Kidor Loimer Malko de Elam. Okay, so Elam is like, will one day be, Elam was the capital of Persia. Siddal Malko de Amame, of many nations. So Goyin, Targum translates the Amame. Avadu, they made Kiravo war in Bera Malko de Stone. The Birsha Malko de Amora. Shinov Malko de Admo, of Admo. Vishem Ever Malko de Tzvoyim, the king of Tzvoyim. Okay, we had Tzvoyim? No, that we didn't have. That's a translation. The Pasuk Beis says, Shinov Melech Admo. So what is it? The Admo. Okay, the Admo, that's correct. Vishem Ever Melech Tzvoyim, Vishem Ever Melech Malko de Tzvoyim. Malko de Bela, he Tzoyar. And the king of Bela, is, so it sounds like Tsoyar, I assume, is the name of a king. And the name of this king called Tsoyar, he was the king over a city called Bela. All right, let me see in the commentator if he has any insight on this. The Bavel, okay, the Amame, Amim Shoinim, Ketag Mezim Luzil, Perush Hashenim Shalabin Ezra, the Kavanah, Shreskab, Shamanash Meher Meharbi Amim, I show you Melech Al Kalk Avam, Shlun, Nistar Shushamai, some fine. Alright, fine, let's go further. Im Lashon Kosef. Okay, no chidushim here. I don't see anything over here that arouses me. Okay, plus the gimbal. Kol Eile Chavaru El Emek Hasidim Hu Yom HaMelech. All of these, they all gather together to the valley of the Sidim, and that's called the Yam HaMelech. So what does Rashi say in Pasuk Gimel? Emek HaSidim, Kach Shemo. Al Shem Shoyu Bo Sodos Harbe, there are many fields in this location. Umedosh Agodo Yesh Harbe, there are many Midrashim. Okay, they all gather to the Emek HaSidim. Rashi says something very important, that the word Sidim comes from the word Sodeh, the valley of Sidim. Sidim is like the plural of fields. There were many fields in this region. This place called Emek HaSidim, it was a place of many fields, eventually turned into the Yam HaMelech. The Yam HaMelech at a later point in time poured into this field and destroyed it, I guess. Baku Hatsudim Sivivoisa Venimshu Yorim Lusaicha. The Medrash Agada says it split the rocks that surrounded it and the rivers flowed Lusaicha. Became the Yam Melech. Okay, whatever that means. Achaz Vanimshacha Yam Lusaicha Vosu Yam Melech. Medrash Agada. Alright, you know, it's interesting over here is that this location, they all got together in this location, all these Rishon. And when a bunch of Rishon get together, they destroy the place. This place where they all gathered together, Kol Eile, Chavru, they all got together to the valley of the fields. And this place eventually turned into the Yam HaMelech. That's what the Yam HaMelech poured into, because Yam HaMelech is a place where there's nothing there. It's dead. There's nothing can grow in the Yam HaMelech. And it's not a coincidence that a place that is inhabited by Rishoim eventually becomes destroyed, becomes desolate. This was where they all located, these nine kings. Every one of these nine kings was wicked as can possibly be. And the location where they all got together, Hashem arranged that eventually the Yam would flow into this location. And when they flowed into this location, it was destroyed. Okay, what does the Targum say? Pasuk Gimel. Kol Ilein Iskanashu Lemeshar Chak La'ya. All of these gathered to the valley of the field. The word Chak La'ya means a field. Hu Asar, it is the place. Yamod the Milcha, the Yam HaMelech. What is the Targum of the commentator? Does he say anything over here on this Pasuk Gimel? Okay, let me see what it says over here. Iskanshu, they gathered together. Okay. It's Chabaru, Kloshna Kosov, Avodas Mokulos, Lohoy, Kan Chibarak, Achibarakis Aswas. So over here, in this commentator, he's trying to make a machloikis between Rashi and the Unkelis. Rashi says, what does Rashi over here say? Yeah, so what is it? Rashi over here says, wait. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Eila, all of these kings, Chavaru. What is the translation of the word Chavaru? They all became Chaverim. They all got together. They all joined together. The Targum says the word in Pasuk Gimel, Is Ganashu. They all gathered together. Okay, His Asu. Targum in Lashon Chuburu. Ooh, look at this. Chuburu, okay. Chuburu. Okay, so it's Chaverim. That's Unkelis. Bahoyekan Chibur. Chibur. Okay, so he's saying obviously something very interesting. This is more grammatical. I don't know how to really understand this. Is that there are two different words. There's the word chavaru and the word chuburu. Chubur, there's chubur and chavaru. When you have three dots on an angle, a shurak, chuburu, that means they all got together. In Lakewood, they have chavuros, right? They give chabur, they call it chaburos. In Lakewood, they don't have classes. In the base measure called chaburos. What's a chabura? A group of students, they come together to study a topic, a specific curriculum. And there's one person that's in charge, and he's in charge. And they have a lot of these chaburos. You go to Lakewood, so you have to join. When you register, you have to register with a chabur. You can't be a lone soldier. You're in the yeshiva, you have to be part of a chabur, which means there's someone you have to answer to. There's a boss. No hefkeres. You just can't go to Lakewood and just sit and learn and do whatever you want. You want to be in the yeshiva, you want to be on the roster, you want to be here, you can't just come here. No hefkeres. You have to be part of a chabur. Now the word chabura, by the way, is not a good word because it means a wound. A chabura with a dot in the base means a wound. So really what they mean to say is that you join a chavura without a dot. What is a chavura? It is a collection of people. Are they joined in one? Is one? No, they're not. So that's what he says over here in the commentator, that if the word, there's a problem with the unculus. Because Unkelis is translating the word Kol Eile Chavaru Hisasvu. They all gather together. The word Hisasvu is the correct translation for the word Chuviru, not Chavaru. So he says that in fact, the Targum Yisrael Zil, he learns a different means. Chavaru means they became one. The Targum Yisrael Zil Ischabaru. It means they became one. Doesn't mean they gathering together means everyone maintains their individual identity. Chaveru means they become one cohesive unit. So, what's the pasuk mean? So, for Ungalis, it's mashma, he says they all hisasu. Oh, but that's not the correct translation. If it really means hisasafu, the vowels of this word should have been chuviru, not chaveru. Okay, so that's a difficulty. Okay, let's go further. There's no, and then he goes to the plain. Let me go over here in Lumeshar, to the valley. Okay. To Lumeshar means to the valley. Okay, fine. Okay, then there's the field. Chaklaya is sidim of a sode. The word chaklaya is a very popular word in Aramaic. It's in the Gemara all over the place. It means a field. So when it says the Amek, the valley ha-sidim, the sidim is sin dalid. And there's a make-believe hey, sodeh, the valley of the fields. See, I never knew that. I always thought the Amek ha-sidim means like sid, with the samach, the valley of lime. It was lime. They can mine the lime in this location. It's now what Rashi, both Rashi and Unkelis translate. Emek HaSidim means a sode, the valley of fields, not a valley of all. Chaklaya, Targum Sidim, Losh Tzilchim, Rashi, Avdav Alpin Shukim, Lo Yishtanim Bepeirushim, Rashi Peirush Shukach Shem O Emek Be'etzem, Shem Bo Yisode, Su Lo Peirushim Shem O Etzem, Rav Shem Shem Sode, So it was like the Emek, Mokum Sid, oh, you see, I was Mechavein to the Ibn Ezra. I always thought my whole life until I met a blazer who learned this, I always Emek HaSidim means, Sid means lime. And that's exactly what the Ibn Ezra says. But Rashi and the Unkelis disagree. Unkelis could not be more clear. He says Chakliya. Chakliya means a sode. And Rashi also says sode. Kach Shemoi, that was its name. Why was it called that name? Al Shem Shoyubo Sode is Harbe. Sidim Loshn of Sode. Fine. Asar and Asar Yama de Milcha. Mokum Yam Melach Asar. The Targum points out here, the Targum says he is a word, an important word into the pasuk, but it does not say Asar. Like in Kaddish, Drabonon, Al Rabonon, Vial Talmidehoin. Yal kol talmidei sal midei hoin, yal kol mondo oskin v'raisa di, ba'asra hodein v'di b'chol asar v'asar. In this location, and in every location in the world. May Hashem have compassion upon the talmidei chachamim. In this place, and in every single place, asar. So in this pasuk it says, they all got together, kol ele chavaru, to the valley, of the fields, who the valley of the fields is Yom Hu Yom Hamelach, is the sea of salt. And Targum adds a word. He says Hu Asar Yom the Milch. It doesn't say the word the place. He adds a word into the pasuk that does not say. Why? Anything the Targum does is Misinai. So he wants to say. Because at this is what Rashi says, at this moment in time, there was no Yam HaMelech. The Yam HaMelech only came about after Hashem destroyed Sodom. So there was no Yam HaMelech. So therefore we're saying that this today is the, there was only the place. There was no Yam HaMelech at this point in time. This was the territory where the day would come when there would be a Yam HaMelech. But there was no Yam HaMelech at this moment in time. Okay. Now, I told you, I think that's good. It adds more to my drush, is that when you have a place of wicked people who come together, you should know that this is a place that will one day be a Yam HaMelech. It will be a place where the day will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring to this place a flood of salt water and will destroy any living thing that grows there. Okay. Now we go to Pasuk Dalet and Hey. Pasuk Dalet and Hey, very complicated Pasukim. It says here, we have the four kings and the five kings. Shteim Esrei Shana Ovdu Es Kidor Lo Oimer, Ushloish Esrei Shana Marada. For 12 years, They served Kedor Lo'emer, and for 13 years they rebelled. And what does that mean exactly? Pasuk Dalet Rashi, 12 Shana Avdu, Chamisha Melachim Halalu, as Kedor Lo'emer, and 13 years they rebelled. And let's do one more Pasuk, Pasuk Hey, Uva Arba Esher Shana, and in the 14th year of the rebellion, Ba Kedor Lo'emer, the other three kings, Vayak Vayaku es Rifoim the Ashterois Karnayim, Vies Hazuzim Behom, Vies Vainim, Vishave Kir Yosoy. So what is Rashi Pasukei? Well, the Arba Esrei Shana Mordo in the 14th year of the rebellion. In the 14th year of the rebellion, Ba Kidoloimer came, Lefishu Hoya Baal Hamase, he was the Balabas. Nichnas ba'oyvei hakar, he was in charge. The Amalachim, the kings that were with him, Elu Shlosha Malachim, and they wiped out the Zam Zoymim, Rashi, Zam Zoymim. So basically over here, you have to really follow Rashi's sequence of events. It starts by telling you there were four kings and there were five kings. And Pasuk, the Psukim are really out of order. The Psukim are really out of order. It was there. There was the Pasuk Aleph tells us that there were four kings, and then it says the four kings went to war against the five kings, and then it goes backwards, and it tells you, let me give you some background. What happened over here? What happened was called Elechavul Emekasibuyom Melach. Now, one thing I don't understand, it doesn't tell us over here when it says they all gathered. Who gathered? Who gathered? Kol el chavul emikasim yom melach. What is that pasuk referring to? Kol el chavuru. They all gathered. I'm amish to know what this means. What does it mean? See, pasuk dalet and he tell us that they were. They tell us that for 12 years, they served Kedor Lo'emer, the five kings. Five kings were submissive to the four kings, or really to the four kings, and the main one of the four kings was Kedor Lo'emer. And then they rebelled for 13 years. And in the 14th year of their rebellion, along came Kedor Lo'emer and Osu Milchama. He made war. So, Eblezer, if I was writing these psukim, I would write in a different order. I would say that there were four kings and there were five. They were. The word Osu Milchama is not in the right place. First, you would say there were four kings and there were five kings. And for 12 years, the five kings served. They were submissive. They paid homage to the four kings. And in the 13th year, and then they rebelled. And they rebelled for 13 years. And in the 14th year of the rebellion, Osu Muhammad. They made Muhammad. So what the word Bokidilo Oimer Vyam Loch Mashar Ito to do what? Bokidolo Oimer Vyam Loch Mashar Ito to do to Osu Muhammad. To make war. So you know the Psukim could have been arranged in a much more pleasant way where you get the story straight. The Psukim over here are out of order. It starts from a Pasuk Beis, right away there was Milchama. Also Milchama is Bera Melch Sedoim, Yes Birsha Melch Amoira, Yeshina Melch Alad Agam Shemel Melch Tzvoi Melch Beli Hitzaya. What's going on over here? The Milchama didn't take place until later. Something over here needs more Hasbara. It needs more Hasbara. You take the Psukim in order. Let's be creative now. Let's just see the Targum. Then we'll go back. Let's see the Targum. Targum over here says, Pasik, Dalet and Hey. We have to see Dalet and Hey. Tarta Asrei Shnit for 12 years, Pilachu Yos Kedor Lo'oimer. They served. They served Kedor Lo'oimer, Utlas Asrei Shnit Miradu, they rebelled. Uviarba Asrei Shnit, and in year number 14, also Kedor Lo'emer, Umalchaya Diime, Umichoy Smote, Yos Giboraya, Now he adds a word in here over here. You see, he adds in a word. The word Rifa'im, the Targum translates as the Giboraya, in the place called Ashras Kanaim, the Yosta Kifaya. And when it says the word Hazuzim, the Targum translates the mighty ones. Div Hamsa means, what is that word? Bihom. Okay, let's see what that means in a second. The Yos Aim Sone Div Shave Kir Yosayim. The mighty ones of the place called Shave Kir Yosayim. Okay, so let's see what the Targum here says. Get some more clarification over here. What's going on over here? In the commentator, you don't have the commentator, you read the commentator. Uva'aba Esrei Shnin, Gam Imakavon Shnas Rabba Osra, Dorchu Targum Shnin, Lashon Rabbim, fine, go read Lashon Rabbim. Achar Avor Arba Esrei Shana, fine, Giboraya, Hagibor Mkvosha Perishu Ladak, reform in Gibor Aranakim, Shiva Shemois Nikulohem Nephilim, Amim, Refoim, Giborim. Okay, he brings that over here from the Medrash, that these people have four names. They're called Nephilim, they're called Amim, Rifa'im, and Giborim. Alright, fine. Takifaya. Uglis Nishalfa is Hey, Azuzim, Azuzim. I do it with Alois Ayin. Mezizi would say call Shinegam. Hashem Mokam Aniko Homsa. Homsa the Aramis Moham. Loyal with another Ramin Rajarish Moham Al Hahomoin Shalahem. It's the name of a place. It's the name of a place. I'll explain to you one second. Okay. Alright, so we're saying over here, I'll just summarize what it says over here. It says that in the 14th year, Bayaku, and they killed, they smote Es Rifa'im, the mighty people. The word Rifa'im is just a word which means giants, mighty people, in the location called Kiryas, the Ashtaros Karnayim. So he brings out a machlokes. It means either they actually, that's where they were killed, or it means that the people of the Rifa'im, they came to battle from their hometown called Ashtaros Karnayim. It does not necessarily mean that they were killed in this location. It could mean that they were recruited, they joined the battle, and they came out from Ashtaros Karnayim. The word Hazuzim, he says something very interesting. Hazuzim, you have to really substitute the hey with an ayin. Az. Ayin zayin. We're learning today in the morning, Mizmar, ayin zayin. Oz. So when it says Hazuzim, it's not uncommon to interchange the letter hey with the letter ayin. So it means they would wipe out the Azuzim, the mighty ones, in Behom. Behom, he says, is a name of a location, a place. The Ace, Ho Amim, he also wiped out the people called the Amim, which means they were very mighty people, in the place called Bishaveh Kir Yosoyim, in the name of a place. Okay, one more pause, and then we'll try to recap what's going on over here. The Esachori Beharirom, Seir, I'm reading that pasuk above. Let's try to get one more pasuk over here, try to get over here more of a picture of what happened in this war. And then he wiped out the Hachori, Beharirom, Seir, Ad until El Poron, Asher Al Hamidbar Rashi, pasuk above, Beharirom, Behar Shelohem. The word Beharirom means in their mountain. Until El Paron, Kitar Gumoy. El means a valley. Okay, the El of Paron, Kitar Gumoy, Mishar, Bani Yomer, She'ein el l'shon mishor ella mishor shel paron. It doesn't mean a valley. She'ein el l'shon mishor ella mishor shel paron. Of the mishor of paron el shema. Okay, so the saying over here is that it doesn't mean a valley. That's the name, a proper noun. El, Paran was a region. It was a region in this neighborhood. And in this region, there was a valley. And the name of the valley was called El. So they killed him in this location. Vishal Mamre, Elone Shemo. There was a place called Mamre. And also had a name. It was called Elone. Vayera Elav Hashem be'Elone Mamre. So what does that mean? There's a location called Mamre. And in Mamre, there are all different types of lands. There are mountains. There are hills. There are lowlands. And there's a plain, a flat, boring piece of land. The name of the plain of the region called Mamre, its name was Elone. That was what they called it. Fine. V'chein Yarden, Kikar Shemo. There's a Yarden, and the Yarden, the name of the Yarden was called Kikar. V'chel Shittim, Evel Shittim, Evel Shemo. Avel Hashotim, v'chein Baal God, Baal Shemo. Evel Hashi, Evel Shittim, v'chein Baal God, Baal Shemo. Each one's name is upon it. Alright, so he says over here, he says these are all proper nouns. Al Hamidbar, Eitzel Hamidbar Kamova, Olav Mate, Menashe, Nir, Mir. So it says over here, very similar, according to the Perush of the Targum, according to Rashi, that he wiped out the Kedol under, he wiped out the Choyri in their mountain. In their mountain. And what does it mean, Seir? In the mountain of Seir, Bahar Shalohem, all the way until the place called El, which is located in Paran, which was near the Midbar. All right, fine. Let's see the Targum. The Yas Chorae Div Tura, the Chori in the mountain, the Seir, Ad Meshar Paran, the Snich Al Madbar that was near the Midbar. Okay, next pasuk time over here, the same thing over here. Okay, we're gonna leave that over here. It's not gonna help us over here. What's that over here? Alright, let's go further. Pasuk Zayin. Vayashu vayavo el ein mishpat hi kodesh. Vayaku is called Steho Amaleki, Vagam Esho Emori, Hayoshev, Bechat Sitzoin Tomar. Omo Pasek, they returned and they came to Ein Mishpat, which is Kodesh, and they smote, as called Sedeho Amaleki, the field of the Malekim, Vagam Esho Emori, and the Emori, Hayoshev, that lives Bechat Sitzoin Tomar. Sounds like a real war here. Big war over here, Pasuk Zayin Rashi, Ein Mishpat Kodesh, Al Shem HaOsid. There was no Kodesh yet. This is called Al Shem HaOsid, Shasidin Moshe Ve'Aroin, Lehishofet Shom Al Iskei Oysayo Ayin. Moshe and Aaron is going to be judged because of the one we found, but Ayin. Ve'heim Nei Meriva. Ve'unkel is Torg Tirma Kipshutoi Mokam Shohoi Yubnei Amedina, Miskabsim Shom L'chol Mishpat. He went there, by Yeshua Yavo El Ein Mishpat, they went to a location where there was Mishpat. Okay, Sidei Amaleki, Adayim Oynol Ad Amalek, V'nikra Al Shem Asir, V'chatz Ad Tamar Hu Ein Gedi, Mikra Molek B'divrei Hayamim B'yoy Shofat. Alright, so what happened over here? So that's the word Taimul Yeh says, Pasuk Zayin, the Savu, they returned by Asol and Meshar Pilug, and they went to the valley of Pilug. What's the ground Pilug? Pilug Dina. Pilug Dina is where they would decide in. He would come, and the Choyas called Chakle, the fields, Amol Ka'avi Avyas, Emor Ra'avi Yasin Ve'in Gedi. Alright, so it sounds like over here quite a war going on over here. We have to look into this tomorrow. But so far, we learned over here about this major world war. There's a war going on over here. Four kings and the five kings. The five kings served the four kings. And then they rebelled. After their rebellion, which basically is how many years? They served for 12, and 13 is 25. For 25 years, they served for 12, and they rebelled for 13. So the serving and the rebellion was 25 years. After 25 years, he had enough.
But even, I have a note that even Ezra calls it as this, served 12 years, and on the 13th year, they rebelled.
On the 13th year. So what about the four, the okay, only one
Rashi,
year they rebelled, okay.
You quoted Rashi.
Right. So Rashi says, Rashi learns that they actually served, they rebelled longer, for 13 years. Ibn Ezra says, no, they served for 12 years, and only for 1 year did they rebel, in the 13th year. And then in the 14th year, they came to wipe them out. They went to war. So what would be the nafkamina? Why would be nafkamina? They serve or whatever? I don't know. Okay. All right. And then they went back. We have to go back tomorrow. We'll continue the war. Very interesting over here. What's going on over here? Trying to figure out what's going on. All right, Blazer. Thank you very much for coming and learning with me. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. All the best. All the best. Thank you. Be well.